You have been given a great power. You probably don't think about it very often, and you might only vaguely be aware of it. But God has given you a great power that He expects you to use. And if you don't use it, it will go to waste. You don't want that to happen. We get a great glimpse this morning in the gospel of the full humanity of Jesus Christ. Scripture says Jesus was fully human. It also says He was fully God. So I presume because He was fully God, He could see exactly what was coming. And because He was fully human, He did not want to go through it. I am troubled. Probably one of the understatements of the centuries. He was fully human, just like you. And just like you, He did not want to die. Just like you, He certainly, you wouldn't want to go through the agony of crucifixion. Consider this. If Christ did not want to die, was troubled, did not want to go through crucifixion, why did He willingly do it? And consider this. If He was the Son of God, and He was, why did He have to go through it? Adam and Eve, representing humanity, offended God. Jesus did not. Jesus was willing to go through it because He had something that no human being has ever had. He had perfect love for you. And He was willing to go through the crucifixion for you so that you would not be condemned to eternal condemnation. He did it for you out of love. So why did He have to do it? Why was He the only one who could atone for the offense against God? Now that's a little more complicated, but you can follow it. My great friend and mentor, Father Bob Hunt, the late Father Bob Hunt, used to explain that this way. For example, let's suppose after Mass this morning, I'm outside there greeting the parishioners as you all come out. Let's imagine that a young family walks up to me, a mother, a father, and a little 10-year-old boy. Now let's suppose I reach over and I muss up the little 10-year-old boy's hair. That'll probably be regarded as a nice little act of affection. Mom will probably smile, Dad might laugh, the little kid might giggle. Now let me change that scenario for you just a little bit. Father Hunt used to say, the seriousness of an offense, the gravity of an offense, increases with the dignity of the person offended. So let's suppose instead of messing up the little boy's hair, I reach up and mess up Mom's hair. Now that might not be considered affectionate. The little boy might giggle, but Mom's not going to smile and Dad's not going to laugh because of the dignity of Mom is a little different than a little 10-year-old. Very same act, but they'll probably think that act on Mom's hair was a little inappropriate. Let's change the scenario again. I'm downtown Orlando. There's an Orlando traffic policeman directing traffic around a crash site, and I walk up and mess up his hair. There's a good chance I'll be arrested. I might spend the night in jail. I might be charged with assault. I'll probably have to pay a fine. The dignity of the police officer is a little different. One last scenario. There is a political gathering, and I'm there. The guest speaker is the Vice President of the United States, and I'm in the front row. And I walk up and muss up his hair. I could be shot dead on the street right then and there. I certainly would be arrested. I certainly will spend a long time in prison. I might have to pay a very, very serious fine. The gravity of an offense increases with the dignity of the person offended. God was offended. Adam and Eve, represented humanity, offended God, the ultimate being. Why did Jesus have to go through crucifixion to atone for that sin? Because there is no human being on the face of the earth worthy to atone for that sin. Only Jesus, the Son of God, was worthy enough to atone for the sin, which guarantees you do not have to face eternal condemnation. So that's the story of the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. It is a story of love. His great love for you is why he went through the crucifixion. That's the power of the love that Christ has for you. God has given you a similar power. It's not the same, but God has given to you the ability to love. You don't have perfect love like Christ has, but you have the ability to love, and that love is the very foundation of what will defeat evil. Let's see how that works. It is estimated today that there are millions of people who suffer from feelings of rejection. They suffer from feelings of low self-esteem, unimportance. They feel unloved. And when and if they get to the point that they feel unlovable, that can lead to tragic results, despair, depression, hatred of others. And you have the power to break that. You see, what happens is this. When you hurt someone's ego, you wound them deeply. When you cut someone down, you wound them deeply. Oh yeah, they'll fight back, they'll try to laugh it off and pretend like that doesn't mean anything to them, but you have hurt them deeply. You have added to that feeling of being unloved. Have you ever heard this, people say this? Hey, you know Susie, she just loves to be praised. Let me ask you a question. If you know Susie needs praise, why would you withhold it? The political word for this feeling of being unloved and unlovable, isolation from others because of it, is called fascism. Fascists are a group of people who isolate themselves from other groups, and then from that develops within them intolerance, racism, bigotry, hatred. That's the basis of all evil in this world, is the feeling of not being loved, the feeling of not being lovable. And you have been given the power by God to break that feeling, to free people who feel that way with your love. Now, you've heard me say this many times before. To bring about the kingdom of heaven, your mission, you don't have to go to the foreign missionaries. You don't have to live in a monastery. You don't have to go live in the streets of Calcutta. All God wants you to do is take care of your little corner of the vineyard, the people in your lives. Those are the ones that you can free from those feelings of insecurity, low self-esteem, by your love. And here's what happens. When you express to someone a serious compliment, don't misunderstand me, I am not talking about insincere flattery. When you give someone a serious compliment, there's something about them that you truly admire and respect, and you tell them, that makes them feel confident. They get exuberant. They feel your love. And then you also get a bonus because they begin to feel love for you, and they express that to you, and you're going to feel better about yourself. So this week, may I suggest you try something? Take some time this week to compliment people in your life. Serious compliments, not insincere flattery. Anybody can see through that. Take some time this week. If you like somebody, tell them you do and why. As a matter of fact, I told Father this morning, he's one of the most competent priests at Mass that I know. It's true. No, Father Vincenzo, I'm not insulting you. No, I just hurt his ego. Take some time this week to build up the egos of the people in your life. Watch their faces light up. Watch them smile. Take that power that God has given you and use it, because that power is the very foundation of what will defeat evil in this world is because of that power of love, that ability to love that God has given you. That's why Christ said, the gates of hell will not prevail. Use that power. Don't let it go to waste.